A fresh U.S.-led airstrike has killed at least one and wounded three more civilians in Afghanistan's northeast. The attack took place in the Najrab district in the province of Kapisa. Local sources say the strike killed a young girl and that the injured are all in critical condition. The U.S. military has confirmed the raid, claiming its operation targeted Taliban militants. The attack came just a day after a U.S. nighttime airstrike left at least six people dead in Ghazni province. Civilian casualties from U.S. and NATO air raids have been a serious bone of contention between Kabul and Washington. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now on the line from Kabul. Now, Faiz, give us more details on what happened in this incident and also tell us about the consequences of this incident.
Well, we do know that one person has been killed and three others have been badly wounded by this latest U.S. airstrike there. And it has been confirmed by the U.S. military headquarters. The U.S. military headquarters have reported that they attacked a Taliban hideout, but when the Afghan government officials rushed to the scene in Kapisa province, they saw the dead body of a young girl, and they found out that three other civilians have been wounded, and it outraged local villagers there. And everybody were shouting in slogans against the presence of foreign troops there. And to calm the villagers, the local officials there called the Afghan governor of Kapisa, and they sent the report back to Kabul informing the Afghan presidential palace about this latest civilian casualty in the U.S. airstrike. They also condemned the attack, but I believe that such condemnations have not calmed the Afghan people, because this is not something new. A large number of people have been killed by U.S. airstrikes. Just recently, 16 civilians, most of them little kids, were killed by U.S. drone attack in eastern Afghanistan in Kunar province. So civilian casualties by U.S. operations are rapidly rising, and the Afghan people believe that the more U.S. strikes happen, the more civilians will be harmed.
Okay, Faiz, thanks a lot for that update.